WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The immigration crisis in the spotlight with President Biden and former President Trump making separate visits to key border communities today, dealing with a surge in asylum seekers. Trump at a campaign event in Eagle Pass, Texas, criticizing President Biden for the crisis.
This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years.
President Biden in Brownsville, where migrant crossings have dipped in recent weeks. Earlier, the president blaming Congress for failing to pass a measure to expand funding at the U.S. border after Trump voiced opposition. House lawmakers passing a stopgap measure today to avert a government shutdown. That deadline tomorrow.
The yeas are 320, the nays are 99.
The Senate still needs to vote before the president can sign the measure. In Gaza, Hamas health officials say more than 100 Palestinians died in northern Gaza after Israeli forces opened fire as crowds rushed to aid trucks. Israel says the chaos led to stampedes and those deaths. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 29-year-old Lake Delton resident was arrested after a search warrant was served at the suspect's apartment. According to police, the Sauk County Drug Task Force served a search warrant on Monday at an apartment in the village of Lake Delton. During their search, police say investigators found hundreds of counterfeit pills containing fentanyl, THC products, cash, and a gun. The suspect is facing multiple narcotic-related charges. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to stop in Madison next week. The vice president is expected to arrive in Madison on Wednesday. It marks her second trip to Wisconsin this year and her sixth trip to Wisconsin since being sworn in. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and not as cold tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a little breezy, high low 50s. Close to 60 and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday. Near 70 Sunday. The wind picks up Sunday afternoon. That'll lead to a chance of rain Sunday night. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
99.7 Max
Live your life right. Oh, Mama, did we not the fortunate one?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, your home of Maddie in the Morning. My name is Aaron, finishing up this afternoon and getting ready for the weekend where we will experience temperatures back up into the 60s. We're on that gradual warm-up after a chilly day yesterday, right? It's 99.7 Max FM. Melissa Etheridge now.
And more. No
99.7 Max FM.
Stay.